Daf is Daf Kuf Dalad. So we're two lines down in Kuf Dalad. I mean, Aleph, the Gemara had introduced a machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, but we hadn't seen the brice inside. So Gemara now finally tells us, my Rebbe, my Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, the Tanya. The brice says, Rebbe Omer, Hadam Miratza al Ha'or Bifne Atzma. Rebbe held that the dam, if the dam was sprinkled, so had the ore been already skinned, had the ore been already separated, so the sprinkling of the dam will matir that ore. Even though we're talking about a case, even though the basar is pasul, you can't eat the basar, the dam has the ability to be maratza the ore bifne atzmo. Uch shehu ema basar, but when the skin is still attached to the basar, to the meat, so then nolad bo psul, if there's a psul on the basar, so then bein kodim zrika, bein lacha zrika, regardless of when you discovered the psul, harehu kiyote bo, the ore will be the same exact as the basar. So Rebbe holds, if the ore is attached to the basar, so then they go hand in hand. If the ore is separate from the basar, so then the dam has the ability to be matir, the ore, even though the basar is not mutter. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon Omer, ein hadam merata la ore bifnei atzma. Nope. If the ore is bifnei atzma, if the ore had been already separated, the dam does not have the ability to merat it. Uch shehu ema basar, but when the skin is attached to the basar, so then there's a distinction. Nolad bo psul kodem zrika. If, let's say, while the skin's attached to the basar, they recognized that there's a psul in the basar before the zrika, harayhu kiyotseba, so then the ore is part of the basar. If achar zrika, so then if they discover the psul after the zrika, hurta basar sha'achas, so then what happened was you did zrika. So now you did a zrika, so now that at that moment the zrika says the basar is mutter. But then you discover the basar as a psul after that point, but since there's a moment in time where the basar was a sha'achas, where it's a mutter, so then the ore would be mutter as well, since the ore at the moment was attached to the basar. So what you could do is, yafshitenu, you skin it, v'or l'kohanim. The basar becomes pasul, and the ore becomes mutter the kohanim. So that's the machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. Again, a bit of a confusing machlokas. So the Gemara says, Lema, let's suggest that this machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, whether or not the dam is meratza on the ore bifnei atzmo, or only when the ore is attached to the basar, that machlokas, let's suggest it's a machlokas by Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yeshua Kamitzvaki. The same exact machlokas as earlier tonight. What's the machlokas? It says in Pasuk, Vasisa olasecha basar v'adam. You're supposed to do of the ola. What do you do with the ola? There's a dam, there's basar, there's dam, there's blood and the flesh. So you're supposed to pour it on the mizbeach. So we see that there's a connection between basar and dam. How? Rabbi Yeshua Omer, im ein dam ein basar, im ein basar ein dam. They go hand in hand. Meaning what? If the if there's no zrikas dam, so then the basar is not permitted on the mizbeach. And if the basar can't go on the mizbeach because the basar became tameh, so then you can't do zrikas dam. They go hand in hand. Only when they're both mutter are they permitted, but if one's aser, then the other one's aser as well. So they go hand in hand. That's Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, dam af al pi shein basar. He says, no, even though the basar is prohibited, the basar was psul tameh, you could still go ahead and sprinkle the dam. The dam does not have to be attached to the status of the basar. Shenamar, it says, v'dam zvachecha yishafech. The Pasuk says, pour the dam. You don't have to have it associated with the basar at all. Imkain, if that's the case, the dam is something that stands alone, so then matam elomar v'asisa olasecha basar v'adam. The Pasuk here clearly says that dam and basar do go hand in hand. So lomar lecha to tell me, ma dam bezrika, just like dam is bezrika, you throw it, you throw the blood off basar bezrika, so too you throw the basar onto the mizbech. How so? Halamata, sherevach yesh ben kevesh lemizbeach. There's a space between the ramp and the mizbeach that the kohen would stand on the ramp and he'd throw the basar onto the maracha, onto the fire. So nothing to do with the basar dam connecting each other, one without the other. It's telling us how to do it. Like dam is bezrika, basar is bezrika. But with respect to having the dam sprinkled, even though the basar is aser, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that's permitted. According to Yeshua, no. If the basar is tameh, then the asr to do the dam. So this machlok, as the Gemara now says, Lema, let's say as follows. Man damar hurtza, the one who held that when the skin is bifnei atzmo, meaning the shita of Rebbe above, that when the or is bifnei atzmo, and you go ahead and sprinkle this dam, the dam is meratze on the or bifnei atzmo, the shita Rebbe, he holds like Rebbe Eliezer that you could sprinkle the dam even though the baser is tamei. So they go hand in hand that. And Uman Damar Lohurtzer, the one, in other words, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who says no, that the dam, if the skin is separated, the dam doesn't work for the orb of Niatzmo. He holds like Rabbi Yeshua, that dam doesn't work either if the basar is tameh. So these machlokas, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer, sound like it lines up very nicely with Rabbi and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Gemara says no. Aliba, the Rabbi Eliezer, in the world of Rabbi Eliezer, who held that you can sprinkle the dam even though the basar is tamei. Kuli amalo pligi. No one argues. Everyone agrees just like there's no basar, the basar is tamei, you could do the dam. He also held that the dam is matir, the or, bifnei atzmo. That everyone agrees to within the world of Rabbi Eliezer. Ki pligi. When the Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, argue, they argue in the world in the understanding of Aliba, the Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua, again, the one who held if the basar is tamei, you can sprinkle the dam. So how so? Zeman damar lo hurtza, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who holds that the dam is not meratza the orb of niatzmo. He's like Rabbi Yeshua, that one should not sprinkle the dam if the basar is tamei. The dam does not have the ability to kasher other things that are not there. It can't kasher the basar. It can't kasher the orb. But man damar hurtza, Rabbi says no, that the dam can be meratza on the orb of niatzmo. Amarlach, he says, Ad kan lo kama Rabbi Shua asam, ela bebasar. Rabbi Shua only says that if the basar becomes tameh, you don't do the dam. Dileka, say to the quantum, because there's no loss to the quantum. What do they care about? It doesn't affect the quantum at all. So we say, okay, it's the fact that the kosher, the carbon's not kosher, fine, but there's no loss to the kohen. But aval, with respect to the ore, Dika Pseida, the Kohanim, where the Kohanim are supposed to eat from the, or take the ore to use for themselves, where there's going to be loss for the Kohanim, Afil Rabbi Shua Mode, if you do go ahead and do the Dam, it will be Matir the ore. So let's just say again that according to Rabbi Yeshua, if the Basar becomes Tameh, Rabbi Yeshua says you shouldn't sprinkle the blood. Don't sprinkle the blood at all. But if you go ahead and sprinkle it anyways, Bidyevin, what happens? He says, with respect to the basar, nothing happens. The basar is still asar. You haven't accomplished your mitzvah. The baal has to bring another karban. But once you sprinkle the dam, it does affect the or. It's matir the or, because that will otherwise be a loss for the kohanim. And we don't want there to be a loss for the kohanim. So if b'dieved they sprinkle the blood, even though they weren't supposed to, it does have the ability to matir the or. This way it doesn't become a hefsed for the kohanim.
This is machlokas on the basar, the one that from the Tanai. It applies both in Tame and Basul, meaning it was a trade.
That's a machlokas about Tame or Yotze.
Right.
They have a whole discussion.
Or
so I don't want to.
I think it means lost also.
Lost as well, or burnt, all the different cases. So which ones? I'm not sure. There's a whole. Yeah. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Mide de Havi Adiyevet. We have a similar case of Bidiyevet as a following that Nit Ditnan. Nit Ma Basar, O Nifsal, O Yatzel Chutz Laklayim. If the basar became tamei or became disqualified because of tivul yom, or it was yotzei, so Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yizrok, you should go ahead and sprinkle it. And even though there's no basar, these are all the examples you just asked. And Rabbi Shua Omer Lo Yizrok Natu, but Umod the Rabbi Shua Imzarek Hurtza. If one did do the zrika, even though it wasn't supposed to, be dieved, it was a hurtza. In which case, that the or would be able to go to the kohanim. That's the understanding of Rabbi. Yeah, these cases are right. I'm not sure that anyone, other ones either.
What's
okay.
Hurtza,
the carbon hurtza.
If what's the last case? If what?
If he ends up sprinkling, if the basar becomes tamei or pasul, and he ends up going ahead and sprinkling when he wasn't supposed to, so b'dieved, the ritzo for the ba'ilim.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so then the Gemara says, quotes in the Mishnah, we saw that Amar Rebbe Chanina Skana Kohanim, that he had testified, he never saw in all his days that skin was ever burnt in the base of Sefer. It never happened while he was working in the base of Migdash. Below, you never saw ore burnt in the base of Migdash. Hare parm hanisrafim, usirim hanisrafim, which are the par of Yom Kippurim, and the par of Davashot Sibur, and the seer of Yom Kippurim, many things. And these, which are Yom Kippur, happen every single year, once a year. of course, the din is that you're supposed to burn the ore of these karbanos. He says, no, l'mitzvah son lo karminam. I wasn't talking about for the mitzvah. These are the ore you're supposed to burn. I was saying I never saw ore that became pasul and get burnt. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Hare kodem hefshet the kodem zrika. So let's say they find the psul before they skin the animal and before they sprinkle the blood. So that would everyone would agree that gets burnt. So he says, no, chalitz karminam. I've seen that case also. I've seen a karbon that became pasul and they burnt the animal with the skin on it. I'm saying once they've skinned it, I've never seen that skin once it's been separated becoming pasul and then being burnt. Really? Baha'ika isn't there acher hefshet after it's been skinned, but kodem nezrika before the sprinkling of blood, the lacha is the das Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Amar, ein hadam meratzal or b'fnei atzma. He held that the dam does not have the ability to be matir. So that would be a scenario where they would burn the skin b'fnei atzma. That never happened. He never found the psul after they skinned the animal. The Gemara says Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Svirla. He held like Rabbi that if they sprinkled the dam, so then the dam and the blood would be matir the or, in which case it would never be a case of pasul. Ibai same alternatively. Afilu tokma ki Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Even if passing that way, that if the animal had been skinned, the dam does not have the ability to be matir, still mode Rebbe, the Shein Hafshek called him Azrika. They never would do that. There would never be a case, they wouldn't allow it to happen, that they would skin the animal before the Zrika. They would always do the Zrika first, and then only would they skin it after the fact, in which case this would never be a relevant case. Then the Gemara asks about Ha'ika, Nimtes Trefa Bivne Ma'ayim. So, what happens if they had an animal, and then after they skinned it, they saw it as a Trefa? There's a puncture in the lungs, there are holes in the lungs making it a Trefa, and a Trefa is Pasul. So, this is a Psul that was discovered that was discovered before the skinning and before the Zrika, and it's going to be Pasul. The Gemara says, no, Kisavar. That the nimtzeis treifa b'fnei ma'ayim miratza. He held that even if he found the treifa afterwards, so then the skin, the dam would be miratza, such a case of skin. Because even though the psul was there always from the beginning, it only recognized it after the skinning of it. So what happened was they skinned the animal, they saw it was a treifa, but still that's okay because the zrika is able to be matir, the or b'fnei atzmo, like the shita of Rebbe.
In this case, what they burn the basar, they don't. Of course, they don't mark the basar.
Right, they burn it exactly.
They
go the basar goes to base
treifa. They keep the ore.
Exactly, and dekanami the Gemara brings a raya dekatani Amar Rabbi Akiva midvarav lemanu shemavsh. We learn from the words of Rabbi Chanina of the Mishnah lemanu shemavshit es a bechor v'nimsa treifa. They skinned the bechor. Turns out it was a treifa. Sheyeosu hakwanim beoro. That even though it was a treifa, the coin is allowed to get hana from the or shema mina. So there is no case. That's why he made such a testimony that I never saw in my days that they ever burned the skin b'fnei atzmo if it was possible. The elamai kamashmalan Rabbi Kiva. What's Rabbi Kiva teaching us? Rabbi Kiva was simply taking Rabbi Chanina and just extending to a natural case. It wasn't a chiddush. I could have thought of the same thing. So what was the chiddush of Rabbi Kiva? Mara says no. Rabbi Kiva has a big chiddush. Kamash Malan, Afilu Begvulin. Even in Begvulin, you're allowed to do this. Up until now, we discussed the ability of everything in the base of Migdash. But the Lach is, if we take a look at Rashi, around halfway down the wide lines, Rashi explains the case of Gvulin. Bechor Balmum. If the Bechor is Tamim animal, so you give the Bechor of the Behemoth Torah. A cow gives birth to a calf, that calf's the firstborn, you give it to the Kohen and brings it as a carbon. But let's say that Bechor is a Balmum. So Rashi explains, Bechor Balmum, Hanishchat bo b'medina al mumah. You're allowed to shecht a kohen outside, or rather a bechor. If it's a bechor, it's a balmum. You could shecht it in your own backyard if it has a balmum. So you shecht it in his backyard. V'lo etira kasev ela b'achila. You're allowed to eat it. You can't do anything else with this. B'sharecha tochalenu. Eat it in your property. Aval imes. If the animal dies, the bechor dies. Oro aser v'ton kvura. So then the skin is aser and you have to bury it. The Vashmina and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is teaching us the hecha de lo nikar trefaso al achar hefshe. Let's say you only recognize that this bechor bal mum was a trefa only after you've skinned it. Shira shchitaso v'hefshit oro. You did a shchita. You skinned it. Keilu nizrak damo. It's as if you sprinkled b'mikdash v'nimtza trefa lachar hefshe. So even though in the base of mikdash, Ezrika has the ability to matir a or b'fnei atzmo, but gvulin there's no Ezrika. So the Gemara is explaining, according to Rabbi Akiva, this whole idea, even though there's no zrika, it's ki'ilu there's a zrika, and you're allowed to get hana from the ore of the bechor. So I'll just say it one more time.
Shechita is like a zrika, meaning once shechted, that's it.
It's all done, it's a treifa. What's going to be? It's a treifa. Don't worry about it. The shechita was matir, the ore, you could get hana from the ore. So that's the chiddush. Even begvulin, the ore of such an animal is mutter.
Which is interesting because he only found out the treifa after the shechita.
Exactly. Anytime it comes afterwards,
like
then
he would have found out the treifa before the shechita, like in the eye or something. He probably would say that. Not.
Then
the treifa, the shechita is like the zrika, I guess.
I guess it probably would be a problem then. In the Chor, it should be a problem.
There's Mandamar that holds that in the eye is not a really traitor, right?
Rabbi Akiva says.
Yeah, Rabbi Akiva says. Okay,
so then the Gemara says, I'm a Rabbi Akiva, Abba, I'm a Rabbi Yochanan. Halach, Rabbi Akiva, we pass like Rabbi Akiva, that again, a Baal Mum, Bechor, that shechted it outside, and you find it to be a treifa, the ore is permitted to the Kohanim. V'af Rabbi Akiva lo Amar, even Rabbi Akiva is qualified by saying, Ela l'kishetir mumcha, this is only allowed if a mumcha said that this bechor is a baal mum. You have a bechor, I gave Ezra my bechor. So now he has to find out, if it's a baal mum, he's allowed to eat it. If it's a tam, he has to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. So it is only permitted for him to shecht in his backyard if a mumcha said this is a baal mum. It wasn't easy to be a mumcha. It says that Rebbe spent 18 months, the Gemara Sanhedrin spent 18 months on a farm to learn all the mumim. Just like there's a smicha for yor, for yardea. And there's yadin yadin for choshe mishpat. The Gemara says there's yatir, which is permitted to be matir b'choros. So only if Ezra the Kohen took it to a mumcha, he said, it's a baal mum, you could shecht it. Aval lo, if he didn't ask a mumcha, he just assumed there was a mum, lo, then he's not allowed to shecht it. And a shechita is puzzle, which would then render the entire animal, including the ore, to be aser as well.
It seems that also the union is that you need a mumcha to tell you that it's not a mum over. Meaning,
that's part of it, yeah. Deciding what a mum is, yeah.
Meaning it could be a mum, but maybe, you know, it could get better within half a year.
It could be so many things.
Right, so the guy might kill it and keep it. So,
even a mum over, you could just think it's a mum, it's not really a mum. It's not easy we'll see when we get to Becharos discussing all the great details of a different mumim. So then the Gemara says, in the end of the day, even though we said that, Hilchasak Kedirei Chachamim, we pass in against Rabbi Akiva, not that way, that even if you shech the Bechor Mum, and you find out afterwards it's a Trefa, we say no, then the Or of the Bechor Mum would still be Aser against Rabbi Akiva. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us in the very bottom of Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph, the Mishnah says, Par Hanisrafim, the cows have been burned, Vesir Hanisrafim, which are the par and sayer of Yom HaKippurim and Avodah Zarah, Bizman Shem Nisrafim commits Vasan, when they're burnt like they're supposed to burn, that's part of the process, the end of it, you burn outside, Nisrafim Beis HaDeshen, you burn in an area called Beis HaDeshen, which was an area outside of Yushalayim. Umetamin Begadim, the Pasuk says that those who are Osek in it, their Begadim become Tamed, you need to put them in the mikvah. Let's say you burn them not because you're fulfilling the mitzvah, but because a certain psul happened to them. So then the lacha was that nisrafim be beis habira, which is where every other kachim that became pasul was burnt, a different area. We'll see where that is. They also are not metamin begadim if it was burnt because of a psul as opposed to performing the mitzvah properly. The person themselves, I think, in addition to the begadim. So then the Gemara said, Mishnah continues to say, "Now, Beis, now how you solve them also b'motos? They would carry these animals outside the Beis HaMikdash to have it burnt. So Yatza Rishonim, the moment the Rishonim left Chutz Lachomas Azara, so then the Yatza Rishonim Chutz Lachomas Azara, V'Achronim Lo Yatzu. So, but the people on the back of the back of the motos are still inside the Azara." So Harishonim mitamim begadim v'achornim einu mitam begadim. So those who are outside, their clothing is tameh, and they themselves as well. And the achronim are still tar because they still are inside the azara. Yatsu elu v'elu, once they both exit the azara, so then mitamim begadim, all of them, both Rishonim and achronim are then tameh. Rabbi Shimon Omer, e mitamim ad sheyuta sa'or. The tuma on those who are carrying it only kicks in once achyutasa or berubam, until the parim and asirim are burnt rove, a majority of them. At that moment, those who carried the animals outside, then they have a din of tumas begadim. And then finally, the Mishnah says, Nitach HaBasar, let's say the basar becomes all decrepit from being burnt, Ein HaSarif Mitamim Begadim. Then one who's sick with it after that point, if it's no longer edible or recognizable, then you're not getting Mitamim Begadim. But if you're stoking the coals while it's burning, while it's still fresh, you're Mitame, but the moment it becomes all charcoaled, then even if you're osik afterwards, there's no longer tumas begadim. The Gemara now asks, my bira. The Mishnah said, if the karbanos became pasul, you burn it in the base habira. What exactly is a base habira? So Gemara has two manda amram here. Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Makom Yesh Bahar Bias, Ubir Shemo. There was a certain area on Har Bias, it was called bira. Where it is, you have to find out, but that was called a bira, that location. Reish Lakish Amar Kol HaBayis Kula Kari Bira. The entire Beis HaMikdash was called Bira. Shinemar HaBira Asher HaChinosi. So the entire Beis HaMikdash was called Bira. It seemed like, according to Reish Lakish, you probably could do it anywhere on the Har Bayis. That would seem. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avua Shlosha Beis HaDashin in Hayu. There are three areas of Beis HaDashin. There's a Beis HaDashin HaGadol Hayab Azara. There's a large one that was in the Azara. Shesham there, Sorfim Sule Kachem Kachem, Vaimuri Kachem Kalim, Uparman Sofim Visirim Hanisofim, Shirbem Psul, Kodim Zrika. So that was the first one, where all Psulim, any carbon, whether it's Kachem Kachem, Kachem Kalim, all Psulim were burnt in this area, the Beis HaDeshin HaGadol, that was located in the Azara. Next one was Beis HaDeshin Acher, Haya, Bahar Bias, somewhere else on Har Bias. Shesham, Sorfin Behem, Sorfin Parim on the Sorfin, the Sirim on the Sorfin, Shir Behem, Sul Achar Zrika, after the Zrika. So these were, this was reserved for Dafka, the Parim on the Sorfin, the Sirim on the Sorfin, that after the Zrika was done properly, then they found the Psul, so then you don't burn it in the Azara, rather you burn it outside somewhere in this other Beis HaDeshin on the Har Bais. And the third one was Kimitzvason, when everything was done properly for the Parma Nisrafim. And the Sima Nisrafim, it was taken to a special location, which was Chutz L'Shlosh Machanos, to fulfill the mitzvahs, the Din Deraisa, of burning them outside Yerushalayim. So these were the three locations according to Rabba Bar Avua. When everything was done Mitzvason, when no psul happened, when you did everything properly, then you burn outside this this location. Yeah, but based on the Torah, the psul can bring rayas. That's a Shlosh Machanos. So then the Gemara says, Tani Levi. Levi had slightly different understanding of these three places. Shlosha Beis HaDashanim Hayube Ba'ahein. Beis HaDashan HaGadol, the large one, which is Hayuba Azara. Shesham Sorfim Psulei Kachi Kachim Ve'murim Kachim Kalim U'par Manisrafim U'sim Manisrafim Shir Behen Ben Psul Ben Kodim Zrika Ben Lach Zrika. Here, he includes not only the psulim that took place prior to Zrika, but even the psulim that took place after Zrika. So that was his understanding of the first Beis HaDashan. Beis HaDashan Acher Haya the Har Habayis, the second one was outside somewhere in the Har Habayis. Shesham Sorfim Haparma Nisrafim Vesima Nisrafim Shirim Bem Psul Bitsiyasam. When the Psul took place, not after Zrika, but after the Yitzia, the Psul took place, that's where they would burn them, that's what they would burn on this Beis HaDeshin Acher. And the third one was the same as above, Ukmitzvasam, when everything was done properly, Kimitzvah, so Chutz L'Shosh Machnos, there was a final Beis HaDeshin, which was outside the Yushlaim, where they burned the Parim HaNisrafim, Ustrim HaNisrafim, they were all done properly. Barna asks the question, Boi, Rebbe Yirmiya, Lina, Mao Shetowil, Beparim HaNisrafim. Will disqualify these Parma Nisrafim and Sirma Nisrafim, and we have to then, let's say you left it out overnight. The Parma Nisrafim, let's say a par of Kohen Gadol of Yom HaKippurim, you did all the sprinkling properly, and you're supposed to then take it outside to burn it outside the base of Migdash, outside Yerushalayim. But let's say you forgot. You left it out overnight. We say that Lina would be Pasul now, and you have to burn it inside the Azara, where all other Psulim are burnt? Or no, the Parma and the Sofim are not affected by Lina, and even though you left that overnight, you could still bring it to the outside, Beis HaDeshin, to burn it, Kimitzvasam. So that's the Shaila. Again, by Rabbi Yirmiya, Lina, Mao Shetowel, will it affect in a negative way? Will it disqualify?
The lesson is interesting, right? Because Towel is usually help.
Yeah, we have that in a few places. It does say it here, yeah. We have that terminology. Biparm hanisrafim ubisir hanisrafim mi amrina. Do we say ki mahani lina babasar? When does it work? You're right. Mahani means also to benefit. When does it have an effect? A negative effect in basar. The bar achila only does the lina disqualify basar that's edible. Havahani delabne achila ninu lo. But since the or rather the parm hanisrafim and sir hanisrafim are not Eden, so they won't be affected by Lina. Al Dilma Lo Shar, it doesn't make a difference. Lina is a psul that applies even to these items. So the Gemara brings a Raya, Amar Rava Hamilsi Baila Hula Abaye. Abaye asks this very same question. He answered from the following. What does it say? It says, Vishavin, they're both in agreement, She'im Chisha Ba'achilas Parma B'Bisrei Fasan Shel Asaklum. If they had a psul machshava, psul pigal, shlo bizmano, shlo bimkomo, it lo asaklum, it doesn't have an effect. Meaning, parma nisrafim and siman nisrafim are protected from the psul machshava. So the Gemara now makes an assumption. My love, is it not midim achshava lo pasla, lina not lami lo pasla? We know there's a strong correlation between psul machshava and psul lina. One's actually leaving it overnight and one's thinking about leaving it overnight. So do we not conclude that just like psul machshava shlo bizmano doesn't affect a parma nisrafim, so to the psul lina leaving it overnight shouldn't affect it either? And the Gemara says, no, who said? Dilma machshava hu dilo pasla fa lina pasla. Maybe only machshava doesn't affect it, but maybe lina does affect it, so it's inconclusive from that raya. Tashma. The Gemara brings another proof. It says that parma nisrafim u sima nisrafim mo'alim behen Misha Hukdashu. So when it comes to the it's a Mishnah, it appears in Maseches Me'ila. So this Isser Me'ila, the moment there's a din of Hekdesh, you're Makdesh an animal for Parma Nisrafim, it's Hekdesh, you can't get Hana, violation of Me'ila. Nishchatu, let's say once you do the Shchita, Huchshar Lipasa B'Tivol Yom M'Chutz HaKippurim. Now it's subject to becoming Pasul after Shchita from a Tivol Yom or one who's M'Chutz HaKippurim. V'Lina, it's also subject to Lina as well, if you left it overnight. So we see, my lav linas basar is not referring to leaving out the basar overnight. And we see from here that parma nisrafim are subject to the psul lina. And Gemara says, no, not true. Lo, linas emurim. The emurim, which are supposed to go on the mizbeach, that is going to be pasul.
Well, but everyone. One second. There are no emurim on parma nisrafim.
No, they all emurim also go outside? So why is there a difference?
Oh, I don't know. I thought so. I mean, I'm
let's
wrong.
See. No, you could be right. So everyone agrees that when it comes to emurim, the emurim are subject to lina, just not the basar. That's why emurim are never eaten. So emurim, just like emurim, are subject to lina by other karbanos, so too it's subject to parma nisrafim because they're never eaten. But since basar is usually eaten, so only when it's eaten is it subject to lina. But if it's not eaten, maybe it's not subject to lina. That's the suffix. Okay, very good. So the Gemara says, so now it's talking about emurim. So Gemara says, how can you say this is referring to leaving out emurim and not the basar? V'ha'mi sefer, from the fact that the sefer says kulan mo'alan behen v'beis adeshen ad sheyutach basar, that there's a violation of me'ila until you finally burnt all the basar. Now clearly the sefer is talking about the basar. So midasefer basar reisha nami basar. The sefer is talking about the subject is basar, so the reisha should also be basar, leaving out basar overnight, and we see there's a psulina by basar. Gemara says, who said? Midiria, does that make sense? Sefer Basaresha Emurim. It's very possible that they have different subjects of conversation. Although the Sefer might be talking about the Basar, it's still very likely that the Resha is only talking about Emurim, and we only have a Raya that Linas Emurim is possible, but we still have the Raya whether the Linas Basar of Parma Nisrafim are possible as well. The Gemara finally brings another final Raya here, Tashma, that Titani Levi. Levi explicitly says, She'ira behen psul b'yitziasam. That there was a psul that was in the Yitziah. We said above that Levi said, what do you burn on the Beis HaDeshen on the Har Bais? That if there's a psul that takes place by Yitziah, as you remove the Parma Nisrafim, there's a psul by Yitziah, then you burn it. What's a psul Yitziah? It's supposed to be Yitziah. There's no psul Yitziah by Parma Nisrafim. It's supposed to go outside. So my lav Lina must be Lina, you left that overnight. Of course, it says no. Lo psul tuma u psul Yitziah. Maybe it's referring to a Rashi says here, Psul tuma velina tekai hacha umadchilei kai hachi umadchilei out. It's inconclusive. The way you read it is as follows: that the Gemara says psul tuma, it became tame, vel psul yitzia, it also left, it became possible because of the yitzia. But what's the yitzia though?
That it was before drukas adam.
Oh, psul before drukas adam. Ah, okay. So there's many ways you can interpret. There's the psul, and you don't have to be stuck in a corner, locked in to say it's referring to lina. So we have no raya about whether or not lina bibasar parma nisrafim is pasul or not pasul. So Gemara doesn't give an answer and goes on to ask a different question. Bayi Rebbe Elazar, parma nisrafim of siman nisrafim sheyatzer rubo b'miut aver. So most of the animal left but only went, kind of piecemeal. So most went outside, but only in part of the limbs, meaning you have like big limbs, let's say the spine. So most of the animals outside, but only a few of the limbs are outside. So Ma, what's the din? What's the problem? This is talking about which stage right now? Did I skip? I'm sorry. By Rebbe Lazar, I apologize. By Rebbe Lazar, Yitzia Mao Shetoyel Biparman Nisrafim Usirim HaNisrafim. So let's say you did Yitzia before Zrika's Dam. After Zrika's Dam, we know you're supposed to do Yitzia. That's normal. But let's say before Zrika, you took it outside. Do we say that it's going to be possible like other Yitzios or not? If it is possible, so then it will be other like other kachim, and you have to burn it in the Azara. And it's Ametam and Begadim, or we say it's not possible and it's permitted. So what's the Shaila? Maikim Abaylai. What's the nature of the Safik? What's the root of the Machlokas or the doubt? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Ba Abba, Aliba Da Amand Amar, Adayin Lo Hagiya Zman Latzeis. So according to, this is according to, where's that Rashi? So you look at Rashi. Rashi says, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Ba Abba, Ki Kami Baylai, Aliba Demand Apostle Basar Kachim, Kalam Shiyata, Lifnei Zrikas Damim. So the whole concern is, in the end of the day, why are you saying Psul should be Yotze? Yes, you brought the Parma Nisrafim out before you're supposed to, but so for Latzeis, in the end it's going to go out. So it's okay, so he didn't wait, he jumped the gun. So is that going to be possible? So it's only a Shaila if you go according to the Ma'an Damar that Kachim Kalam as well. When it comes to Shlamim, Shlamim are allowed to be eaten outside. So eventually there's a Yotze, eventually you take it out. But let's say you take it out before the Zrika, is that going to be possible? So the Gemara says it's Machlokas. One says it's Kasher, Shlamim, if you take it out before Zrika, because so for Lotzes, in the end it's going to go out anyways, there's no Psul Yotze. But there's a Man Damer that says, no, it's possible, since right now it's not Roy for Yotze, it will be possible. So do we say the same Halacha here as well, even though so for Lotzes, by the Parma Nisrafim, but now it's not ready, do we say Psul Yotze, or do we not? So again, what's the answer? So with me, Amrina, do we say Hani Mile Bibasar Dein Tov Lates Chova? When it comes to the Kachim Kal by Shlomim, you don't have to take it outside. You can, but you can also eat it in the Azara. So since there's no obligation to take it outside, there's no Chiv to do Yitzia, then that's why if you do take it out, it's possible. Aval here, when it comes to honey, when it comes to Parma Nisrafim, the Sof and Lates Chova, that you eventually must take it out to have it burnt, Kimitzvasan, lo. So maybe there should not be a psul yotze if you take it out beforehand. So we see because the Indian of yotze is more integral, inherent to this particular mitzvah, to chov. Oh, Dilma, perhaps we say, hachanami, logi is malates. I don't care if there's a chiv in the end of the day. Right now, the parma nisrafen prior to Zrika's Dam is not roy to go outside, and if it does, it will be possible. So that's the suffix. So Gemara says, Tashma, the Tani Levi teaches us, Shira bo psul bi yitziyaso. That is a psul ni yitziya. My law the psul yitziya is not referring to if you took it out before Zrika's Dam. So we see that there's a psul yotze even before Zrika's Dam. Whereas lo, the psul tuma or the psul lina. Either could be a psul became tame or maybe psul lina like we discussed above. We didn't have an answer, but it's possible to say that there was lina left that overnight and maybe we paskin that lina's basar, parma nisrafim, are in fact going to be possible. Okay, and let's stop, I guess, so we'll do this next Shaila tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day. Oh, yeah.